Hello, good
Hello.
evening. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello, Amy.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Are you enjoying your long holiday?
Yeah, tomorrow is holiday.
Okay. Tomorrow is a holiday. Yeah, Liberation Day, right?
Yeah.
Good. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Nothing special.
Ah, okay. Are you just gonna stay home?
Yeah, stay home.
Oh,
I
okay.
stay home.
Cool. You know what? There's a word for spending your vacation at home. It's called staycation. So, if you want to stay home during your vacation, you can call it a staycation. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a vacation, but you're staying at home. Right?
Yeah.
Cool word, right? Staycation. Okay. I hope you'll have fun tomorrow.
Thank
So,
you.
you're welcome. So, right now, let's study Can I Get on page 11. Okay?
11. Okay.
Yes. To start, I want you to read the two sample sentences that we have above. You may now begin.
Can I get refills? Can I get something to eat?
Okay, so our pattern tonight is very easy. Can I get? Very easy, right? So
Yeah.
I want you to make two sentences using Can I get?
Can I get some drink?
Okay, or if you want a drink for yourself, okay, you can
Okay.
say, "Can I get a drink?"
Can I get a drink?
Okay, good. Now, if you want a specific drink, let's say Coke, okay, you can say, "Can I get a Coke, please?"
Can I get a Coke, please?
Okay. So, if you want juice, you can say, "Can I get a glass of apple juice, please?"
Can I get apple juice? Can I get apple juice, please?
Okay, very good. All right, one more sentence. Give me one more sentence using "Can I get?"
Can I get a clothes, please?
Oh, what? I'm sorry.
Can
Clothes?
I clothes?
Okay, can you
Clothes?
type it on Skype? Can you get what? Clothes? Did you say clothes like this?
Clothes mean shirt.
Oh, t-shirt.
Yeah, t-shirt.
Ah, okay. So you can say, "Can I get a t-shirt?" Be specific. Clothes can mean a lot of things. It can mean a skirt, right? It can mean a tank top, it can mean a jacket or a dress, right? So if you
Yeah.
want some clothes, you have to be specific, right? So
Yep.
you can say, "Can I get a t-shirt?" Okay, can you repeat?
Can I get a t-shirt?
Cool, very good. All right, now let's go to dialogue. I want you to read both Penny and the pharmacist. Go ahead.
Can I get some medicine for a cold? Do you have a fever? No, I don't have a fever. But I feel chilly and have a runny nose. Do you have a severe cold? Yes, I cough doesn't stop. How long have you been that way? Since last week. You cough a cold, I will
Oh, okay. It's prescribe.
prescribe
Good.
some medicine. Take two pills after each meal 3 times a day. and get a good rest.
Good. All
Thank
right.
you.
Now, we will repeat some words, okay?
Yeah.
All right, repeat after me. Say, medicine.
Medicine.
Cold.
Cold.
Fever.
Fever.
Okay. Chili.
Chili.
One more time. Mind the L sounds now. Say, chili.
Chili.
Good. Say, runny nose.
Runny nose.
Severe.
Severe.
Cough.
Cough.
Last week.
Last week.
Prescribe.
Prescribe.
Two pills.
Two pills.
One more time, say pills.
Pills.
Each meal.
Each meal.
Three times.
Three times.
Very good. I really like how you pronounce words when you focus. Okay? So that's
okay.
Great. When you read words, do not hurry. And I like your pronunciation today. Good job. Now, let's get to some words and phrases below. Okay? So we have a fever, feel chilly, have a runny nose, prescribe medicine, take pills, get a good rest. Now, I have a question. Okay?
Yeah.
So, what does it mean to have a runny nose?
Runny nose means... I have a cold.
Good. You have a cold. So it's like
yeah.
you're saying you're sick, right? Runny nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
It might mean that you have a cough too, right? Because cough and colds sometimes go together, right?
Yep.
Go together means they happen. Most of the time, they happen at the same time, right? So it's like
yeah.
this. When it's hot outside, okay? When it's hot outside, okay, it means people are thirsty, right?
Yeah.
So it means when it's hot outside, most of the time, people want water, right? So
yeah.
the heat and thirst, they go together, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, all right. How about prescribe? Do you know what that means? What is prescribe?
I don't know.
Okay, good. Prescribe medicine is actually when you go to the doctor, right?
Yeah.
And your doctor says, okay, Amy, you have a cold. So buy this medicine. And then he gives you a piece of paper, right?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh, okay, okay.
There. So that's a prescription. Okay? Let me write it so that you'll know the spelling. Prescription. Right?
Prescription.
Prescription. So prescribing means suggesting medicine. Okay.
Okay.
Only doctors can prescribe. Right?
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. Can an engineer prescribe you medicine? Okay, you know engineer, right? Engineer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Can an engineer prescribe you medicine?
Oh, I don't understand.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, prescribe medicine is to suggest medicine, right? Okay. Anyway, so prescribe means when a doctor tells you to have a certain kind of medicine, right? Okay, I'm going to include this vocabulary in today's report so that you can read it, okay? Prescription
yeah,
and prescribe a medicine. Okay, we're out of time, Amy. Next time, we will do what's it about. So review for this part of the lesson, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Amy. Have a great holiday tomorrow. You take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.